Please pray for it. If you counted me out, you counted wrong. I'm not out until I'm out. May the Lord help us. I told the Lord while I was home, I said, Lord, I'm not wanting to go to Monarch to be a casualty or to be somebody laying around. I want to be in the battle. Every one of us, no doubt, come here for a reason. Some come to find husbands. Amen. Some come looking for wives. I want to say something to you tonight. This is a battlefield. And out of all the places to be, do you know the person that you're looking at or looking for at this place, he's going to be more spiritual than ever before? Amen? But this ain't the place to check for him. Check back home at his home congregation. See what he or she are doing. Amen? When you come here, everybody's so spiritual. See? And you can be fooled. Did you know that? But everybody come for a reason. But I say tonight that you and I, when we come here, this is a place. People come to be delivered. People come to be healed. People come to get a real blessing to their soul. It's no time and no place for foolishness. So I desire your prayers tonight. Burden on my heart. You can bear with me to catch my wind every now and then. I believe we can get this thing going. Romans 8 chapter. Someone would on the back of the board for me. I'd like you to put a little piece of writing for me if you would. And the writing that we like to put back there is the spirit versus the flesh. That's what we're going to talk about a little bit tonight. Spirit versus the flesh. And may God help you and I. I'm concerned about the way you and I say we love God. The way you and I say that we want to please God. The way you and I say, I want to do what God would have me to do. I want the Lord to use me and to work with me and to do whatever He has for me to do. But I want to say this, you and I cannot please God living fleshly. We cannot do it. And it seems like people want to come over into the realm of God and bring the fleshly desires, the fleshly things of life, and want to put them in to the things of God and say, we're going to make it work. You can't do that. Amen. You and I cannot please God in that sense. We're going to have to please the Lord in the spiritual way. May the Lord help you and I. In the 8th chapter of Romans, someone can start reading there for us, please. Now there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now listen, folks. If you and I, we say, I want to be saved, I want to live for God, and I got a question I want to ask every one of us tonight. No doubt we got a large crowd here tonight, but I want to ask you a question. How many of us are going to make heaven? Ever thought about that? How many of you? How many? Am I? How many of us are going to make heaven? How many of us are willing to walk the straight line that the Lord walked and wanted to make heaven? How many of us eat and drink of the same cup that Jesus drank and eat of? How many of us are really sold out? You hear that word? Sold out to God. Not to ourselves, but sold out to God. Oh, we're dealing with so much flesh on hand. We're dealing with so many folks that want to live for God, but yet they want to do it their way. It's my way. Oh, friend tonight, I want to say to you, you know, living and trying to deal with Jesus in the flesh like that is just sinful. We can't please God that way. You and I, if we're going to live spiritual, if we're going to live for God, we're going to have to be sold out. And I tell you, it would solve a lot of our problems if people would get more spiritual with God. It'll solve a lot of our problems. All friend tonight. Oh, may God help you and I. Where do we stand? How do we really stand before God? Now listen, read on. Watch this.
For the law of the Spirit of life, right?
Yes.
Has made me free from the law of
sin. We heard the other night about escape. Run for your life. You know, I thought about when the brother was talking about how when somebody's locked up in jail and how when they trying to break out and get away. But you know something? If you search that thing out, there have so many people been locked up so long until when they do let them out, they go do something else and they tell you, I'm going back home. They want to go back to where they were because they can't cope with the things out there in the world. Oh, may God help you and I. When you and I are released, when you and I have been delivered, we need to run for our life. But you know what? We flirt around with it. A lot of folks flirt around. Read on.
For what the law could not do,
yes,
in that it was weak through the flesh,
uh-huh,
God sent his own Son in the likeness of sin in the flesh,
yes,
and for sin,
condemned sin in the flesh. Read.
That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us.
That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us.
Who walk not after the flesh.
Oh, now listen, folks. This is not hard for me to understand here. We're not walking after the flesh. These are spiritual matters. These are spiritual conditions. These are things that we need to look for. May God help you and I. Oh, Lord, I want you deliverance. I want to be saved. I want to be after all over. I want to make heaven. Oh, we're going to have to walk after the Spirit. We cannot walk after the flesh and please the Lord. Too many human ideas. Too many human reasoning. We reason ourselves right out of the things what God has for us. Oh, we are so smart. We are too smart. We are too smart. And we got so much wisdom. May God help you and I. Oh, look at the men that the Lord chose to follow him. Ignorant and unlearned men. Somebody he can teach something to. Somebody that he can show. Somebody that's willing to follow him all the way. But we have our own human ideas. Oh, may God help us. Read, brother.
Walk not after the flesh,
but after the Spirit. Do you know? Do you know that if more people will get spiritual, amen, we would have less problems to have to deal with. That's the problem. I don't care how much you push, pry, and drag, and talk to, if they don't get spiritual, if they don't get a hold of God, you gonna have problems. Amen. We're going to have problems. Oh, listen. We're not here to walk after the flesh. But we're here to walk after the Spirit. Spirit-filled folks. That's what God is looking for. Oh, somebody said, oh, how do the Holy Ghost work? You go over there in Galatians, you'll find out how it works. May God help you and I. It ain't hard to recognize how the Holy Ghost works. We're not walking after. We are supposed to be walking after the Spirit. And my burden on my heart tonight is that we gather here like this, and we all gather in to be blessed, to hear from the Word of the Lord. But I'm going to tell you something. Some of us come here to make something happen. Some of us come here to see just, oh, how can I get things stirred up and going? I'm going to tell you something. If you come here without Jesus, you come in the wrong mind. Amen? Without the Lord, we can do nothing. See? And I heard that little thing about, oh, you black saints is emotional and you white saints ain't emotional. This ain't the Holy Ghost ain't black or white, is it? What color is it? Amen. And we sit around and talk about, oh, well, you see, I'm emotional and you, oh, listen. If it's done in the Spirit, if it's done motivated by the Spirit, it's going to work. Don't tell her what color you are. But if it's done in the flesh, if it's done motivated by the flesh, it ain't gonna work. And that's what part of the problem. Sometimes we, We get more. We don't know. Oh, somebody, we don't know when the Spirit is working. Oh, we get confused sometimes. Oh, I wonder if the Spirit was in that. Oh, we ought to know that. Amen. I got some things on my heart. You pray for me. You pray for me. Spirit. We're going to live for God. It's got to be spiritual. And you know when Jesus began to deal with the spiritual things over there, quite a few of his folks stopped following. They began to go another route. And it got so narrow until he looked back down at Peter and he said, will you go away too? Where are we going, Lord? Thou have the word of eternal life. Where are we going? We got no place to go. Where would I fit in the world? But so many people want to hang this way and be loose here and still saying, I'm spiritual. May God help you and I. Follow this thought on down there. I believe there's a fear that takes hold of us many times, and because we see others shout and holler and jump, we figure we're going to do the same thing. And then we don't do it. We ain't doing just the right thing. Sometimes we get confused. We don't know altogether many times what to do, whether you do or you don't. Oh, listen. The Holy Ghost got better leadership than that. The Holy Ghost can lead you and I. Oh, I'm going to tell you something. When something is real, when something is deep down within, it's going to show. Oh, yes. Leviticus, the 10th chapter. Verse 10. I believe it is somewhere down there. Notice here. Now, hold it right here. We need to put some differences between what's right and what's wrong. And sometimes we get afraid to do that. We get afraid to put the differences right where they're supposed to go. May God help you now. The Bible says you put a difference between what's right and what's wrong, what's clean, what's unclean, what's holy, and what's unholy. Ain't got no problem with that. Holiness is being free from sin, is it not? All right? We know what being unclean, if something is unclean, is not going to make heaven. Don't have no problem with that. See? But somehow or other, down the line here, if we're not careful, we'll be afraid to put the difference between what's holy and unholy. We'll leave big gaps right now with the thing that we deal with. We got so many gaps that we're not putting the difference between what's right and what's wrong. We're not stamping it like it ought to be. And we're leaving big gaps. And when those gaps begin to broaden, they get wider and wider. And what's happening is the people that comes up under all of that, they don't know which way to go. Lord, help you and I to put a difference between what's right and what's wrong, what's clean and what's unclean. The Lord did that in Leviticus letter back there, didn't he? He told them what to eat, what not to eat. But then he goes on down. Read over in Ezekiel for me, please. 22nd and 26th will be somewhere in there. Now watch. Notice here. Our priest. Now, get a hold of this. Preachers tonight, Lord help us. Get a hold of this. Because somewhere down the line, in all of this transaction, the priest here began to get away from what God's commandment was, to put a difference between what was right and what was wrong. He said, my priest have violated my commandment here. They did put a difference between right and wrong. Now, if you and I don't put a difference between what's right and wrong, if we don't cry out against those things that are wrong, it's going to cause the folks don't know what way to go. It's going to call the people. Don't know what to follow. The young folks that's growing up today, they're going to be confused, not knowing what way to go. But I'm going to tell you something. A thought came to me one day, a gift in the bosom of pacifier. Many times, we're distracted. We don't put a difference between what's right and what's wrong. I thought about it. I got a bird here. I thought about it in that special singing. You know, when it comes down to dealing in our singing and our preaching, everything has to be done in the Spirit of God. May God help us here. But you know what? When folks get up behind this little rostrum, Henry, oh, seem like when there's a time back, and I can remember when we preached on splits, we preached on some of everything. Oh, and we kind of got away from it because they say the problem was in the folks' heart. All right, we start dealing with the heart. Now the split done gone way up. It done got worse and worse. They get up behind the rostrum now. They just pride. May God help you and I. Oh, my God. And you know what? We fail to put a difference between that. We fail to stop it. We fail. And we just say, oh, we don't want to discourage the young folks. We don't want to discourage this and that. I'm going to tell you something. We are letting things go. If we let those kind of things go, we are hurting ourselves more and more and more. Because as those young folks grow, they don't know how to get a hold of God. Don't know how to get a hold of the Holy Ghost. Don't know how the Holy Ghost works. May the Lord help you and I tonight. Put a difference between what's right and what's wrong. Put a difference between what's clean and unclean. Oh, listen. We heard the other night. Oh, somebody touched down. Oh, about that, about the internet problem. Oh, and somebody said, well, we can't touch that because we really don't know all about it. But let me tell you something, friend. We may not can't touch it all together, but we all feel, I believe, every minister here, if he don't feel it, something wrong here, and we ought to feel that there is something wrong that's coming over that thing, that's causing our people problems, and we need to cry out with caution. Oh, wake up, folks. That's what's going on. Listen, may God help you and I. Oh, somebody said, oh, I'm convinced a lot of good, a lot of this is there. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you what the Lord brought to my mind. Why didn't God tell Eve, when she dealt with the tree of good and knowledge, not of evil, why he didn't tell her to get the good out? You ever thought about that? Why did he say, get the good out and leave evil? He said, don't touch it. That's what he said. Of all the trees you can partake, don't you touch that. The day you touch it, you're going to die. What happened to us? See, we're too smart. We're going to always try to get the good out. I did a study on a fly one time before I lost my sight. Fly, blowfly, got hairs on his leg. And everywhere light is contaminated, he leaves some germs. I'm going to tell you something. You get to dealing in that thing, and you get to working with that thing, you're going to get some bad out of that thing, too. Oh, somebody say, well, you just can't condemn the whole thing. Oh, folks, I'm trying to tell you something. I'm not trying to condemn the whole thing. We're trying to get us to get more spiritual, that we can understand what's going on with our society today, that we can stop hanging around and leaning to the world and trying to get super smart. We want to build a tower to to heaven now. See? I do feel and believe this, that this technology, this computer age that we're in, is going to be the death of us. Now they got it where you go down to the grocery show, stop it. Get you a card on the computer now. Everybody wants to get on the thing. Go into the chat room. Somebody said, well, I believe I can witness on a chat room. Don't you fool yourself. You can witness on the chat room. They got more atheists on there ready for you to, by the time you type your little stuff in, they can send more answers back to you than you know what to do with it. Chat room. I can witness for God on the chat room. Hard to get you to read your Bible. How are you going to witness to somebody on the chat room stream? Oh, God help us. We better wake up, folks. Need to wake up and get a hold of God. We're leaning too much to the flesh. We're using our intellect, all of our wisdom. Now, there go, Brother Kimball. I know what kind of preacher you are. You go tear down everything. Oh, listen. I can't tell you to go deal with it. I can't tell you what to do with it. Do what you want to do with it. But I want to say this. Know thou this, that when it all comes to pass, you're going to have to deal with your family. You're going to have to deal with your children. You're going to have to deal with this thing. Oh, listen. Oh, I'm telling you, may God help us. We need to cry out. We need to put a difference between what's right and wrong. Quit leaving a lot of things up on the table where there's going to be confusion, not knowing how to deal with it. Oh, may God help us. Brethren, we need to get a hold of God. Difference between what's right, what's wrong. Scriptures over in Ephesians tell us, don't partake with it. But you know, may God help us. My life is in this thing. I'm going to tell you, I love God. If this is the wrong way, this is the way you taught me. This is the way you taught me to live. I was a sinner. Out in sin. You came along. I got delivered. I escaped. I'm running for my life. Now don't scoot back on me. This ain't no crawfish stand now. Don't you go to scooting back. And somebody say, well, I'm afraid to tell them. Oh, we need to get some grace and strength. And we need to get some boldness about us now. May God help us. We need to be on the same page. Oh, I had desires. I remember, I mentioned 4 or 5 years ago, I said, it'll do us good as brethren. Come down to this little house 3 days before service time, 3 days before this meeting, and let's all get in that little house and lock it up, and let's fast and pray. Oh, you can't hardly get an answer. You can't get an answer. This is the business of God. We're so busy, folks. Yet we want deliverance. We all gather here tonight like this. We want delivered. And everybody here got mostly their own mind, their own agenda of what we want to do. May God help us. It burns my heart. Fleshly. See, spiritual living, my little understanding is what I'm trying to find out, is you got to go all the way. Now, am I right about that? You got to go all the way. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I've been running around the countryside, and I've been telling folks about trusting God. Trust God. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I've never been in this like this before in my life. Never had to face anything like I'm facing now. But I'm going to tell you this. Our God is real. Oh, yes, He's real. Yes, He's real. I'm not trying to prove to the saints, but oh, I'm proving my God. Our God is real. If I'm going to go out of here, I tell the Lord, you're going to either have to take me or heal me. One or the other, because I'm not quitting. I'm not quitting. Oh, the devil ain't quitting tonight either. Oh, you got a battle on your hand now. Oh, I'm going to tell you, I'm still, Abigail, I'm still preaching. I'm still talking about trusting God. That's the way to go. Sell out. Give everything. Oh, somebody said, well, I want God. I want the Holy Ghost in my life. You know, you think about it sometimes. A lot of people don't even know how the Holy Ghost works. Don't know how it works. We hear messaging. Many times, we try to get it all in, and lose about everything we got. I told somebody one day, I said, I think of this thing like consolidation. You know, when you consolidate all your bills, you got one paymaster. Amen. Why don't we just consolidate all our problems and give them to Jesus and let Him tell us what to do? Amen. Now, we want the Holy Ghost. We want the Spirit working in our lives the right way. Oh, listen. We find it hard to submit. Find it hard to humble down. Find it hard to, oh, just to seem like get along, get on the same page. Oh, you got your difference and I got mine. What happens? Help us, Lord. Bless you. You know what the scripture says over there? Only by pride cometh contention. Huh? Is that what it says? Now, who do I believe, the Bible or you? Only by pride cometh contention. Amen. And we all know the rest of that. May God help you and I. I feel and believe that until we can really fall down before God and humble our heart and submit to God and say, Lord, have your way. Lord, your brother said the other night about escape, about getting delivered, get clear. You know, we got a saying that we say down among us, say, come clean, brother. Come clean. Do you know why a lot of folks still deal with a lot of the temptation they have? Because they ain't coming clean. Amen. There's deliverance in God. I believe that with all of my heart. There's deliverance in God. Amen. There's healing in God. Somebody say, well, brother, look at you. Let me tell you something, friend. Oh, I don't understand everything God is doing with me, but I know this. Oh, my trust is in the living God. Pray, and I'm encouraged tonight. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, we gather here together, and we all have our mind what this ought to be and what we should be doing. But there are some here tonight that need Jesus. There are some here tonight that need deliverance. And I'm going to tell you something. Don't toy with that thing. Don't play. Jesus said, if you die in your sin where I am, you cannot come. Oh, friend, tonight, where you stand with God? You've been leaning toward the flesh. Your own ideas, your own way of doing things, your own way of just handling and trying to make it work. Give it over to the Lord. We talk about casting your cares upon God, but are we really doing it? Why are you here? Why did you come? Did you come to see what was going on? Did you come? Somebody say, well, said to me one time, well, I'm going to Monarch to get some help to my soul. I said, well, why don't you get it at home? Huh? You skip home to get a help to come to Monarch to get it? Now, I'm not saying you can't come and get it, but you look at that. How that sound? I'm at home. Get your stuff clear. Get your stuff clean. And when you go to Monarch, you can be part of the battle. Amen. You know it's a hurt when we got to come all the way here, 700 some miles, to deal with your stuff that I could have dealt with at home. That's backwards, folks. See, everybody in my life want to get so spiritual. Don't testify at home in the long testimonies when I get there. Long testimonies. Amen. Get time for the word of the Lord. People breaks right in and start testifying right there. Ooh. Hello? You still with me? Don't leave me. Don't leave me, folks. Disrespect. Seems like we push back the word of God. The preacher get up, he got to rush. Amen. Fleshly, I want to live for God, don't you? What did you come for? Folks, I'm not trying to be critical here. I'm just preaching the burden of my heart. I may not come back again. This may be it for me. I don't know. You know? I want to leave this with you. I remember hearing a message Brother Salmon preaching in 1995 about the baby boomers. And he said, this might be my last one. It was. See, we don't know, folks. We don't know what's going to happen after this. I don't know either. But I want to say this to us all. We need to get spiritual. We need to really get down spiritual. Preachers, we need to get down more spiritual. I'm going to tell you something about us preachers right now. We need extra grace now. You know what I'm saying? We've been riding on what we've had and all the stuff now. We run into stuff we ain't never ran before. Preachers need extra grace now. Paul had to go get him some. When he saw the Lord three times, and the Lord had to, he said, I'll gladly. Had to get him some grace. Hear the minister of the gospel. I'm going to tell you something, preachers. There are things that we're dealing with that we don't know how to handle it. And we need God. If we don't get God, we're going to end up handling them in our own mind, in our own wisdom, in our own intellect. And we'll mess up something. We need Jesus. Oh, how badly we need him. And I thought about that today. I said, Lord, we're dealing and going through things right now that we never went through before. Oh, this message is for preachers and all of us tonight. Oh, this message is for all, every one of us. We need to humble our hearts before the living God and get some extra help. Dealing with things we don't know how to deal with. We're dealing with things we don't know what we're going to do with. They got folks now, they want you to tell them just about everything to do. And then they still don't do it. They still don't do it. But they need somebody to blame. And that preacher over there, he never got nothing good to say. And that preacher, he told me that. But where are we? Oh, I don't know what you think about this little thought. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. We need to put a difference. We need to put a difference. Some of these things that are happening, and we're lightly crying out about it. We're lightly touching it. We are lightly just touching the surface. But the Lord wants us to cry out against these things. The Word of God cries out against it. And I'm not saying that we need to go any farther than what the Bible teaches us to go. I believe that we stay within the realm of the Scripture. We stay within the realm of the Bible. We can deal with that. We can deal inside the realm of the Scripture. Now, when we go to going outside of that, that's where we get ourselves in trouble. We begin to use our own mind and intellect. Oh, yes, and I want to say this to you, friend, tonight. You are here tonight. You got sin in your life. If you die that way, you'll end up in hell. You will not end up going to heaven if you die in your sin. That's what the Scripture says. You're here tonight and you need deliverance. You've been having problem with temptation and this. It's simply because you're not coming clean. It's because you are putting yourself in a place to be tempted. Amen. Young folks, you come here looking for a husband and a wife and whatever else you come looking for, I'm going to tell you something. You better get Jesus. You better dig down and get the Lord. If you come here and say, well, I'm going to Monarch and I'm going to make something happen. Woo! I'm going to motivate everybody and make it happen. You come at the wrong time.